Good afternoon, Indianapolis. You know, this is Dan, sometimes referred to as Uncle Dan by his nieces and nephews, sometimes referred to as that SOB by his former lovers. But it is Uncle Dan. It is 6 p.m. It feels like it's 80 degrees. It was actually like 70, like 2 degrees today in Indianapolis, Indiana. Crazy. Because it's not quite spring yet, and it feels like a summer day. Anywho, it is March the 15th, 2016. It is really warm and a little bit humid outside, but not too bad. And I was meditating upon my loneliness today while in the bathroom. I was thinking about the fact that I'm 40, well, soon to be 46 years old. And I'm divorced, and I'm kind of fat, and I don't frankly think I'm that, well, I'm just not good looking at all, and I'm a software engineer, which means even if I'm not actually boring, the implicit assumption, heuristically speaking, is I am boring. I have a job, and these days that does up your quotient, and by, I suppose, the pathetic standards of human existence in America today, my job is quite good. But understand that in terms of $1970 dollars, I make about $15,000 a year. So if you really think I live a glamorous life, ask yourself, did a person making $15,000 in 1970, were they living a glamorous life? Anywho, that's as much as I say about my income. But no, I don't think I'm going to find somebody. There is nobody. Maybe I'll go on Match.com. Maybe I'll be dishonest and say that I'm a really optimistic, outgoing Republican and or Democrat who's just so excited about Hillary and or Trump and blah, blah, blah bullshit and shove fucking lightning bolts of positivity up people's anal tracts. But I could do all that fucking shit. You know, you can lie to people, but doesn't that kind of suck? I mean, so about a year ago, year and a half ago, I was on something called OKCupid. And I went on OKCupid, and I decided to make my profile extraordinarily honest. And hold on a second. I got to take a beer break here. It is Lagunitas IPA. I don't get paid for advertising for them, so you know. I just think their beer is awesome. They are on my official does not suck list. And I actually visited their brewery last weekend in Chicago. I was seeing a friend, and we decided to go to the brewery, and it's really kind of cool. The brewery has this entryway that's like Willy Wonka's, you know, chocolate factory. And you know, it's like, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, imagination bullshit. You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool. So yes, I've thought a lot about being lonely. The truth is, I would love to be in love again. And the truth is, I'm not entirely sure I'm over the other person. The truth is, the other person has probably gotten over me and then some, probably got over me before we broke up, because that's kind of how it happens. The truth is that in terms of odds and likelihoods, if I look at the world today, I don't see myself finding somebody who's going to like Dan for who Dan is, despite the fact that my dying sister and my dying mom more or less asked me to be proud of who I am, foibles and all, which, given what feedback I've gotten, isn't the case. But anyways, I went on OKCupid, I filled out my profile, I was honest, and I posted it to Twitter, and this one woman who follows me said, Dan, you can't say those things. If you say those things, you'll never get a date. I need another beer here. Hold on. So I was honest on the dating site, and a woman basically told me, she chastised me for being honest. And it got me thinking about the whole, you know, Johnny Depp and the whole fucking Pirates of the Caribbean and that mystique and what women want. And I think what women want is, and I know I've said this before, so I'm a bit of a broken record, but I think what women want is essentially Johnny Depp with a good job, a 401k, a house that's been paid off. They basically want a pirate that's stable. And I know it's a contradiction, but yes, I think most contemporary women want an essential contradiction. And then they wake up to either a horribly abusive sociopathic fuck that has a great job, or a rather emotionally stunted, problematic rebel that can't keep a job. Oh, but they were so fucking shocked when they woke up to that, because they wanted, all they really wanted was a stable fucking pirate. So, anyways, I'm sitting in the bathroom, I'm pondering this question of whether or not I'll ever fall in love or whatever, and I start fantasizing about what that woman would be like. I start thinking of this woman, this dark-haired woman, lives in Michigan. I'm going to Michigan City this weekend. I am actually going to Michigan City, but you can pretend that I'm not. And I'm going up there because I have to go there on business. It's part of a sales thing. I'm technically an engineer, but I'm supporting the sales guy. And that's all you need to know about that. And so I'm going up to Michigan City. So I was fantasizing, like, what if I met some dark-haired beauty in Michigan City? Like, what if I met some woman, you know, between the age of, let's say, 30 and 45, and, you know, she had dark hair, and, you know, she wasn't perfect. She was like me, but she was, you know, decent looking. I hopefully a way more, you know, beautiful than me, although I know that's a bit selfish, but in truth, I don't think I'm that good looking. So, in truth, probably far more beautiful. But what if I met some woman up there, some dark-haired beauty, some, you know, I'm basically a six, some nine on the 10 scale. A woman I can talk to, a woman that isn't afraid of me, which, to, you know, if we're honest, I walk around Riley Towers and I think most of these kids are scared to death of me. I think I represent something that they're horrified of, and that is their lives are not going to improve. And I think that scares the living fuck out of them. I need to drink a little more beer. So I dream of this dark-haired beauty, this strange, mysterious dark-haired beauty, and I start having this conversation in my bathroom, and I'm sort of staring at the shower curtain. And you must understand, I am OCD about a great many things, especially when it comes to software engineering. In fact, if you ever have to work with me as a software engineer or programmer, or you know, database designer, or you know, ETL designer, or data warehouse designer, let's just cut to the chase. If you ever have to work with me on an analytic problem, you'll find out that I'm really OCD when it comes to certain kinds of things, especially when it comes to data. But when it comes to keeping my place clean, I'm more or less a pragmatic Viking of sorts. I'm kind of stoic. I don't have a lot of knickknacks, but honestly, I also don't keep a very clean home all the time, and my bathroom can sometimes go more than a few moons without being properly taken care of. I'm not going to say more than that. So anyways, my shower curtain has got, I think it's got some black mold on it. And maybe other colors of mold too. Maybe a little red, yellow, blue, green. It may be Skittles mold. The point is, my shower curtain may be mostly a kind of mold being now, a mold human, mold person. So here I am. I'm talking to this fantasy woman, this woman from Michigan that I meet in Michigan City, which is actually in Indiana. And so I'm in Michigan City in Indiana, and I run into this beautiful dark-haired woman from Michigan. She's 36 years old, and she has kind of a bobby black haircut. And she has a very voluptuous figure, you know, and she takes care of herself. And you can tell she's a hiker and a runner, but you can also tell that she's a woman. And she's dressed so professionally, but at the same time, you can tell that she's not afraid of being feminine. But what's most important is that despite the fact that I'm a little bit weird, she's not afraid of me. I'm not afraid of her. We talk, we listen, we talk. One thing leads to another, and maybe she says, you know, Dan, I'm kind of into you. Would you like to come up to my room? Because basically, we're going to a casino. That's where the sales conference thingy is. So, yeah. Maybe I do go up to her room. Maybe we do. And so you know, because I'm really not going to get into stuff that I'm by no means an expert at, this is where this stops. I'm not going to talk about gross stuff because you don't need to be grossed out. especially concerning my anatomy, because honestly, that's just disgusting. But here's the deal. This whole fantasy, this whole internal dialogue, this magical conversation involving me and this imaginary, dark-haired, mysterious beauty, almost a femme fatale, but not actually, from Michigan, was actually my shower curtain. And in truth, the mold growing on it. And so I was thinking just now, what if the mold have already, what if the mold in the shower curtain knows that I went to the store last weekend and bought a whole shitload of bleach? And what if that mixture of Skittles, mold, and a shower curtain, it knows because it has spores inside of me, and it's carrying on some type of biochemical communication involving fucking molecules of shit that spin through the air, another kind of fucking whatever that I don't have the background to have a scientific opinion about. But let's imagine that the mold of my shower curtain has basically been implanting these spores inside of me. Not to replace me like fucking, you know, Invasion of Body Snatchers bullshit, but more like just to sort of have a conversation. And if I'm honest, potentially mind control. I need another drink here. Hold on. So I'm sitting there imagining this dark-haired beauty from Michigan, but in truth, I'm staring right at my folded shower curtain. It knows I bought the bleach. It knows. Maybe that shower curtain and the mold, the Skittles mold, that complex biochemical, biological ecosystem that is growing inside of my shower curtain, maybe that strange universe of possibility has become something more than just mold. Maybe it is my mold wife. And my mold wife knows, oh, someone's on the phone. Holy shit. That might be my mold wife right now. I have to go.